Now that we understand that there may be some good reasons for doing strength-based assessments, how do we do it? There are two things to keep in mind. They are ways to categorize the strength and different methods to get that information. And so as we go through the readings and the handouts, it is to give you a rich toolkit in how to do this. There are going to be some things that will fit best for you. They will fit how you do your work, how you see the world. Professionals are more successful when they find things that match up with their worldview. Our idea is to be culturally competent and to really understand and tailor our methods to the ways families and children are thinking and their worldview. So you want to have as many different tools at your disposal as possible. Another thing to keep in mind that's quite valuable is recognizing how do you introduce this when you're talking to children and families. For many people, you may be the very first person who has ever asked about a strength. Many families and youth have learned quite well how to be the good patient or the good client, so they're ready to give you the description of what the problem is. They may not have had a lot of experience in this. We don't tend to be a society that focuses a lot on strengths anyway, so we, even as providers, may not have had a lot of opportunity. One of the things that I sometimes do with staff is to have them do a strength-based assessment with themselves so they can understand actually how hard it is to do it and to bring that appreciation into their work. So again, how you set it up is going to depend on how successful you are with families in doing this. There are different ways to categorize it, and because there are different methods, one of the things that you may want to do is present the different methods. Say I need to learn about your strengths. I need to learn about what you value about your child, what you value about yourself, and what you value about your family. What do you think is going well? Use as many different terms as you can use. What helps you get through the day? What supports? And as we go through, you can see there are many different ways to categorize this. Then say, there are many different ways for me to learn about this. Here are some of those ways. Which one do you think would fit best for your family? And so that way, you don't have to try to pretend or figure out or read their mind. You can just find out from them. But if they say, well, I don't really know, I haven't really thought about it, then you can go with the one that feels most comfortable to you, knowing that if you don't get a lot of bite, you may have to come back in. Think about other interactions you've had with the family that may also help you in figuring out different methods. Think about the age of the client. There are definitely some things in working with adolescents that you need to be thinking through, where one method might work a little better than others. So again, this week, your readings and your handouts are there to try to help you build your toolkit around this.